Oh, could be Reisha v'Sefer Baraya. Both of them are talking about where there were Edim. Could be in the Reisha also. The only time we believe the Sofer to swear that he did not receive his pay is if there's Edim that he was hired at least. And it's like this. Reisha v'Sefer Baraya. Riyah d'l'shalem katani. In the Sefer where it says that the Sofer brings Edim, and with those Edim he'll collect the $2 an hour, katani. That's the price it talks about. But Riyah the Shvua Lekatani. But in the Reisha there, the Edim are not making anybody pay. The Edim are just to tell us that this workman was hired by the Balabas. So then it's only to bring that the Socher could swear and take, that the price does not mention. But it could be true that the only time the Socher, the workman, has a right to swear and collect his money if there is Edim that he was hired. Because if there's no Edim, then the Balabas has the Migul. Even though it's called the Migul D'Oza, but the Migul D'Oza helps here at least to say he does not have to pay the money. It would be a klal of Hamoitzim Chaveri Olav Arayim. The Balabas says that I paid you. So what are we afraid? That maybe he's lying. So we say no. If he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He could have said, I never hired you in the first place. Goodbye. I don't know you anything. Now that he admits that he hired you, he only says that he paid you. So here we believe him. Even though it's a migul d'oza, but a migul d'oza helps at least to free you from money. Omer Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Sholchu lei nivei Rav, they sent from the Beis Medrash of Rav l'Shmuel. They sent to Shmuel like this, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, you yourself taught us that Umein Oimer Shtayim Kretzavsti Li. The workman says, listen, you made up the prices $2 an hour. V'halo Yoimer, the owner of Alabos, says back, no, loi, I only made up the price $1 an hour. So mi nishpa, who swears, who do we believe? Omalahem, so Shmuel said back, Bizu yishava balabayis v'yasid. V'yasid umin. Halacha is the balabos is believed here, but mashma the balabos has to swear. He has to swear that he does not know him more than one, and therefore we believe the balabos. So here really it's a moedib amiksas. That the workman is saying, you owe me two, and the Balabas is saying, no, I only owe you one. So really, this is called the Shvua of a might of a mix-up. So the Balabas has to swear that he only owes him one, not more, and the Umman loses out. Now, so in the answer, the reason is because Ktitsa Vadai Mitchad Chiri Inchi, because people remember the price they made up. So even though now Mishnah Halacha is that the Socher has the right to take the Shvua and swear and collect, that's only if he was paid or not. Then we say the Balabas is Torah busy in his work. But over here, how much the price was, here we say the Balabas remembers this, and therefore the Balabas is believed with a Shvua, he's a Moedim of Mixas, that he only owes him $1 an hour, not $2. That's what Shmuel said. So that's the question, Amy, it's not that way. V'atoni Rabba Bashmuel, Rabba Bashmuel taught us like this. Kotzatz, in the case of Kotzatz, if there's a question, how much the price should be, the cloud is how much the mechavei olav araya, that you have to bring a proof from Edim, that the loiva, the socher, if he wants to collect his $2 an hour, he has to bring Edim. Like this mashma, we believe the balabas. Vile maisi raya, and if the socher does not bring a proof, poka. The question is, poka's mashma, and the sign says in Loshin, pekua bichti, he goes out free with nothing. In other words, the balabas does not have to pay him, and does not have to swear. Mashma poka, that's all. The socher loses out. He cannot prove it that his price was $2 an hour. So now that the Balabas says, I only made up with you $1 an hour, mashma we believe, says the Balabas. The question is, am I? Yishava balabayis v'yasrumin. Why isn't there a chiyur shvua here? Like you, Shmuel, just got finished saying that there's a chiyur shvua, and the chula, you're right. It's a moedib amiksas. The Balabas admits that I owe you $1 an hour, and the socher is saying, no, you owe me $2 an hour. So he's asking for two, you're admitting to one, the chutz of Moedim Mixas. So how come you say over here that the locher is Yafsid? The human loses out and poka. We just leave it alone. Rav Nachman says, no, that's not pshat in this brayser over here. That's not pshat in Toni Rabba Bashmuel. But rather, let's start in Ketoni. Meant to say different ways, different sides. Let's start in Ketoni. Oy mevi raya v'yito. Either the socher has to bring Edim that the price was $2 an hour and then he'll collect if he has Edim, or Yishava Balabayis Biyasarumit.
Or else what the Braisa meant, what he meant to say was, on the other way is, that's true, the Balabas is the Moedir of Miksas, so he'll have to swear. But if he doesn't have Edim, the Sochir, then we'll believe the Balabas is Shmua, that he only made up to pay you one, and he'll only have to pay you $1, the Umein will lose that.
Next, I have a question. It says, Hanoisein Talisei Lumen. Somebody gives his coat to the tailors to fix it. And then at the end, Umenoime Kutsatsti Lishtayim. Listen, we made up, you'll pay me $2 an hour for the job. Valoyamele Kutsatsti Lichuelachas. They only made up to pay you $1 an hour. So it says a price like this. Kol Zaman Shetalas Biad Umen. If the workman, the tailor, still has the coat in his hand, he didn't give it back yet. Al Balabayas Lovi Raya. The Balabas has to bring a proof that since he's holding on to it, he's believed to say that the price was $2 an hour. Nosnulay Bismano, let's say he gave it back to him at the right time, at the day when he was supposed to. So Nishpa Vinaito, the locher is still a lock like a sochir, then like in the Mishnah, that the sochir has to swear that he did not receive his money yet, or not only the amount. Here's a question of the amount. The sochir has a right to swear that he deserves to get two, and he gets two. This is the Kiddush. Says here, a Shavua helps. Ovazmanoi, let's say it's after the day when he's supposed to be paid, because he gave back the coat yesterday, and 2 days later he comes to ask for the money, then the klal is, Hamoitzim Echaveroi, Olavaraya. And then the sochir is only believed to get $2 an hour if he has Edim. But without Edim, then we believe the Balabas. It says over here that after Umen, the tailor, comes the first day when he gives back the coat and says, listen, you made up to give me $2 an hour, and you say one, I'll swear, the locher is bezen says okay, that the Umen has a right to swear he deserves two, and he gets two. So the question is, am I? Yishama balabayis v'yavsin Umen. The locher before was just the opposite. Then in this case, by Tzitza, Shmuel started off that a balabas is nikar, he remembers, therefore it's a regular moed of a mixas, that the balabas swears that he only owe you one and he's free. So how come here the price says no, the sochir, the woman, the tailor, has the right to swear to get two. Omri Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Hormani Rav Yehudi, Enechanami Tzamachoikis Tanoyim, I'll tell you this price goes according to Rav Yehuda. There were more makol with the sochir, even in the case of Ktsitsa, of how much the price was, still will believe the sochir. He has the right to swear and collect. And Shmuel is going according to Rabbi Meir, that says no, in such a case by Ktsitsa, the svar is vade mitka de kiri inshi, and therefore the balabos is believed with the shvua. Samara says, the Homani of Yudi, the yoma kozman sheshvua, noite etza balabais, any time when really the balabos is supposed to swear, like he's the maid of a mixas, still, Sochir Nishpa V'Noitom. If you know the still Takonim of the Rabbonin, that the workman has the right to swear he deserves $2 an hour, then he'll collect. Even by Ketzitza, by the price, still the Sochir is believed. The Mora says, where is this Rabbi Yehuda? Hi Rabbi Yehuda, where do we see such Rabbi Yehuda like this? Eli, if you want to tell me Rabbi Yehuda Demas Nisin, it's Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite. In the Mishnah we had, when the Sochir comes and says, I did not receive my pay yet. And the Balabas says, I paid you. So Tanakhama says, the Sochir has a right to swear he did not receive his money, and he collects. The Yudis says, no, nothing doing. We do not believe the Sochir just like this. It's only when there's a void of Iksas. Only if the Balabas admits that I only paid you half. The Sochir says, you didn't pay me a penny. The Balabas says, I paid you half already. So since the Balabas admits that he owes him half, there we say, the Sochir has a right to swear. But if there's no hoidor from the Balabas, then Rabbi Yehuda is a machmir and says the sochir has no right to swear and collect. So how could you say Rabbi Yehuda here was makel? You like Rabbi Yehuda the Masnisin, achmure kol machmir. He's more strict over the Rabbonin to say that not all times can the sochir swear to receive. This none we learned. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, achitheisho miksa seidor. When is the sochir allowed to swear he did not receive pay? Only if the Balabas admits that he still owes him something. But if he's a kofar akil, the Balabas, there's no shmua. So I could tell me over here, even by Ketzitza, where there we said the Balabas for sure knows what we're talking about, you let the sochir swear. What kind of svar is that? Elorad, it's Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa. So if you're the Braisa, the time you learn like this, sochir,
calls the man Shloyover all of Zamanoi, calls the man the day did not go by when he's supposed to receive his pay. He has the right to come now to swear to Bezdin, I did not receive my paycheck yet, and he has the right to collect the paycheck. The Imlav, but at the test by this man already, then in the Nishma Benoitel. Then it's the Chazaka we had that the Balabos for sure paid him already, of course, if not, to be over Baltolin, so for sure, and also Chazaka, a workman does not wait to collect his check. He most probably came yesterday and collected it, so today he's lying. Therefore, we do not believe the Sochir. If it passed by the day when you're supposed to collect your check, we say for sure you collected it. Now, the Yom Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says on this, Amosai, when was this said? This man Shomaloi, Tain Lischori, Chamishim Dinner. Give me my schar, or 50 dinner, you owe me $50. Sheshli Biyodach, that's what happened in your hands, you owe me. The Sochis says to the Balabas, you owe me $50 for the job I did. Vuaymer, the Balabas answers back, His Kabalt and Mehen Dinazov. Listen, I paid you back already a golden coin, which is worth 25. So I admit to half that I owe you 25, but I paid you 25. That's one case of a shvua that now the Sochra has right to swear to collect the 25. Oishomaloi, Shtayim Katsatsti, says clearly. Or else, even in the case where the Sochra says the pay is supposed to be $2 an hour. Valo Yemer, the Balabas says, no, Lo Katsatsti Lo Chuelo Achas. I only made up with you $1 an hour. In these two cases, the sucker has a right to swear and collect. But let's say the Baal HaBos says, listen, I never hired you at all in the first place. I hired you. And I paid you up. Then the locker is, that's Reb Yehuda's locker. So Reb Yehuda holds what? That when it's a question if he paid or not, then the Sochra could only swear, like it says in our Mishnah, if the Baal HaBos is moed the miksas. He has to admit that I owe you some money. But the Baal HaBos says, no, I paid you everything, then we believe the Baal HaBos. But in the case of Ketitza, that's also considered like a moed the miksas, that the Baal HaBos admits he owes them only $1 an hour. The worker's asking for two, but the Baal HaBos admits to something, then the beauty says clearly in the Braisa that the Sochra has the upper hand, he has the right to swear and collect. Now the Gemara, so good. So you have a Brice of Yehuda says like this clearly that even by Ketitza, any time the Baal HaBos is a Moed HaMiksas, we let the Socher swear and collect. But still the Gemara is Maskev Lo Rav Shisha Bred Ravidi Ela Kotzas Rav Yehudi Vle Rabbonin. True, you're bringing me a Brice, but it's a question on Rav Yehuda himself. You want to tell me now, Ketitza, it's only Rabbi Yehuda that says the Sochra has a right to swear and collect. But you, Shmuel, are telling me, according to Rabbanan, it's not that way. How could that be? Hashta hecha demachmi Rabbi Yehuda. Nekili Rabbanan, madach in a case where the Baal HaBos says, I paid you completely. And the Sochra says, no, I did not receive my pay. So the Rabbanan say, we believe the Sochra with the Shmua. He has a right to swear, I did not receive pay, and he collects. And Rabbi Yehuda there is machmir and says, no, that since the Baal HaBos is kofar akoyel, you cannot swear and collect. So, hash to heichid de machmir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is machmir by kofar akoyel, that the Socher cannot swear. Still, Makila, Rabbanu, not make to say, yes, the Socher has still a right to swear and collect. It is so heichid to make Rabbi Yehuda, by a case of Ketitza, with a question how much the price was, that Rabbi Yehuda says of the Baal HaBos is the moed of miksas, he agrees, I owe you one out of the two, that then the Socher could swear and receive. Machmir Rabbanin, does it make sense to say, you Shmuel are saying, according to Rabbanin, the Baal HaBos has the right to swear and free himself, and not the Socher? Why? Why is the Yehuda more Machmir over the Rabbanin when they're Mako? So my answer is, V'yelamai Rabbanin, what's John the Rabbanin? V'yelamai, what do you want to say, goes according to V'yelamai, what do you want to answer? That Ketitza goes according to Rabbanin. V'yelohod etoni Rabbi Bashmuel. Why? We learned not like that. Rabbi Bashmuel taught us, Kotzatz, in the case of the question of the price, how much it is, the klal is, that we do not believe the Sochir with a Shvua, but rather the Sochir has to come with Eidim. He has to bring a proof with Eidim. So some money. Who does Rabbi Bashmuel go like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbanan. If you want to answer me that even the Rabbanan agreed by Ketitza we let the socher swear, but here there's a Tanakh that says clearly not like that. Here there's a Tanakh that says clearly by Ketzitza. If it's a question how much the price is, we do not believe the socher. His only belief was Adim, but not with his Shavua. As soon as his Golites. Elu, what do you have to answer me? That's true. Ketzitza goes according to the Rabbanim. That in the Rabbanim, we see the Halacha is a difference. That where it's a question in the price, then we say the Baal HaBos knows what he's talking about, and we do not believe the workmen to swear how much the price was. But if it's a question if it was paid up or not, then the Rabbanim are makel to say, any machloek is there. Even though the Baal HaBos says, I played you completely. And the socher says, no, I didn't receive a penny. The socher's leave with the shruah. So what's the machloekis? I'm a rabbi of Hokkanifligi. Rabbi Yudis of our vidyaraisa of dulei takanta lesocher. When the shruah is supposed to be midyaraisa, that means when the Baal HaBos is a moedib amiksas. At any time when he agrees to half of the complaint of the socher, whether it's a question whether he was paid, and the Baal HaBos says, I paid you half, and the socher says, I didn't receive a penny, so the Baal HaBos is the moedib amiksas. So there he's supposed to swear midyaraisa. Or whether it's a question upon the price. That the workman says, you owe me $2 an hour. And the Baal HaBos says, no, I only owe you $1 an hour. So now the Baal HaBos, midiraisa, has to swear. So when there's a shvua midiraisa, now, of the late takan to the socher, the Rabbanan now took that shvua, midrabbanan, and gave the socher the right to swear and collect the money. So whether it's a question of ketzitza, or the question of who is paid altogether, the socher has the right to swear. But over the Rabbanin, whenever the Baal HaBos is a kofar akel, so then midiraisa does not have to swear. Midiraisa the Baal HaBos is believed. It's only Yeshvuas Heses midirabbanin. Over the Rabbanin heavy, takanta. That the Baal HaBos has to swear altogether when he's a kofar akel is only midirabbanin. Therefore, Yudos, the takanta la takanta loyavdinun. We do not put a new takana for a takana midirabbanin. In other words, midiraisa when the Baal HaBos says, I owe you nothing, I paid you already. Or when he says, I only owe you $1, or when he says, or it's not by Tzitza, because he says, Kofra Kreel, then Midiraisa is believed. It's only Midirabbanan he has to swear. So since his shvua is only Midirabbanan, we'll leave it by him already. That he has the right to swear and free himself, we do not make a new takana to let the socher swear and collect. That's from you, the svarim. So only when there's a moedib amiksas do we make this new takana. Rabbanan Savri, no. Even in the case where the Baal HaBos is a kofra kol, where he says, I paid you all the money, and the socher says, no, I did not receive a penny yet. Still, the Rabbanan make a takana, l'sochir. They take the shvua away from the Baal HaBos, his kofra kol, and they let the socher swear and collect. But the ketzitza, the Rabbanan swore is yes, ketzitza is different. If it's a question upon price, even though the Baal HaBos is a moedib amiksas, that he has to swear midiraisa, still midkadochir. There is a svara that the Baal HaBos remembers the price, and therefore that's a svara to believe the Baal HaBos a little bit. So therefore the Rabbanan did not make a takana for the sochir. He has no right to swear and collect. We leave the shvua by the Baal HaBos. He has to swear, and he frees himself. Says the machlokes, by his shvua v'moedim miksas, did the Rabbanan take the shvua to the sochir or not? Now the Mishnah says, Nigzal Ketzet, same thing. If somebody was robbed and he complains that Shimon stole from me, that he has the right to swear and take away from the Gazan. What's the Ketzet? We have two Eidim saying that this Ganif Ruvain went into Shimon's house. Lamashkinoi, to take a Mashkin. How do the Eidim know this? The Avimeter is that Ruvain himself told these two Eidim, I'm going into this house now and I'm going to take away something. I'm going to take away a mashkin. I'm taking away Kalim from his house. Shemura says, so what? V'dilmole mashkinoi. Like even though the person said he would do it, but maybe he did not. Even though you saw him go into his house, maybe he didn't take anything out. Miloy Omer Rav Nachman, didn't Rav Nachman say, Haiman denoket na'al gabiyodei. Someone has a sword, a hatchet in his hand. V'yomen, he sounds like this. Eizel v'ikto l'dikto d'palmi. I'm going to go now to Ruvain's field, and I'm going to chop down his palm tree. That's what he tells to Adam. See this big hatchet here? I'm on my way now, an outing. I'm going down to Ruvain's field. I plan to chop down his palm tree. The Ishtakach, and later tomorrow we found out, to Kotel, that his palm tree was cut down. The Shagi was thrown down. So Lachar is, And we did not see Reuven do it. Reuven only told to Adin yesterday that he plans to do it. But the Shas, if we don't know if he did it or not, nobody saw the actual tree be cut down. So, Lo Yamrinu, we do not say to Yehu Kotlai that Reuven knocked down the tree and he has to pay Shimon the damage. We don't say that. Why, Alma, what do we say? Rather, Ovid in the Gozim, for Lo Yavid, people talk and brag their plans to do something. Yeah, I'll shoot the guy. Yeah, I'll knock the tree down. But the Maisa doesn't do it. That's just a way of talk. That's not proof. That's not obvious to say that you really knocked down the tree, that you'll be the Mazik. Even though the tree was knocked down, maybe somebody else did it. So here, Hakanam, you're also the same svara. To Gozim, Lo Yavid. A guy before he walks into the house, I'm going to go and get this gun and I'm going to take out all his chairs. But he only says it. But maybe when he goes inside, he chickens out, he doesn't take anything. So how do the Edom know that he really took something? That can't be the case. So Mar says, true. Eimer rather, umashkenoi. That the Edom say, we saw Reuven even come out with the mashkin. We saw him come out of your house taking things. So Mar says, if so, so what's the machlokes then? For lech say, my mashkenoi. Let the Edom see, like, what did he take? How does the Mishnah say that the Nigzal says, you took a lot of kalim? And the Goslin says, no, I didn't take anything. So in this case, the Nigzal has a right to swear to collect. What does he have to swear for? We asked to Edom, they saw. So where it says, the case of the Mishnah is, Omer Rabba Baba Chono, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, V'toyanu kalim hanitonam takas kenofov. The question is, when he walked out, he was walking out like this. He had his jacket puffed up, and there were things inside there. Now we do not know exactly how many or what was inside there. So that's the machlokes.
How do we know he took the, maybe
with the it has to be the Edom saw him walk in empty and come out full.
Yeah, but it might have been...
Oh, well, we'll soon see. Okay, good. We'll soon see what the question is. We'll soon see. Maybe it was own. That's what he says. Okay.
What?
Right, and then he says, the guy says, it's a mashkin. The Balabas says, no, it was my own, and you stole it from me. So such a case, the Balabas believes he was a muslim going to be poor.
No.
That's the case. I will soon see. We saw him hiding things under his jacket, and that's the way he walked out of the house. Now it's a question, how much was there in his